Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Members of Georgia's 48th Army National Guard Brigade are heading to Afghanistan, and GPB's Grant Blankenship went to a deployment ceremony today in Macon.
The ceremony was one of many at brigade facilities across the state, marking the transition into service under the Army's 3rd Infantry Division based at Fort Stewart. This will be the first deployment for many of the 2,200 soldiers in the 48th Brigade, including real estate agent and father of two, Jonathan Karras, who will serve as an intelligence officer.
It's hard, especially with two kids and a wife, to leave them behind. Excited at the same time, looking forward to doing service.
The 48th Brigade will help train members of the Afghan military, the same mission in which a National Guard intelligence officer from Utah was recently killed by an Afghan soldier. The 48th Brigade has one more month of training at Fort Stewart before deploying between Christmas and the new year. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta United continued its playoff success last night in the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-0 win over the New York Red Bulls. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Atlanta now has a distinct advantage heading into Game 2.
United was held scoreless for more than 30 minutes to start the game, but they took the lead behind another brilliant goal from Joseph Martinez.
Laurentiewicz finds Martinez! Breakthrough! The Martinez goal machine keeps turning.
The team scored twice more in the second half, putting them in a commanding position heading into Thursday's Game 2 in New York. If the Red Bulls can't overcome Atlanta's 3-goal advantage, United will qualify for the MLS Cup and host the game on December 8th. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Georgia's pecan harvest is expected to be halved this year because of extreme weather. The 2018 yield is estimated at 50 million pounds of nuts. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.